This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Jones. Billy, we were riding shotgun with us. Matt Bracken about to take over. Billy, during the break, you're like, wow, we're kind of arguing. I am not arguing with you. I agree with you. I'm just saying the Democrats know people aren't racist. They know that because we aren't, our weakness is they can tell us, do what we say or we'll call you racist. It's a form of terrorism. And they have wound up a lot of minorities to act like classical racists now. And I just think getting right back in people's face is the way to go now.
You're actually exactly right. When you said that about how they know that people aren't racist, it's the same way they know that that baby in the womb is a human, yet they try to deny it. They use all these roundabout ways to try to deny it. What it really is, Alex, is I'm getting sick and tired of liberals with their arguments, trying to push absolute untruth and illogical conclusions and think that we're just going to have to believe them because they resort to emotional appeals to try to make everyone feel uncomfortable. That's what they try to do, resort to emotional appeals so that people feel uncomfortable. They can shut down dialogue and then we can't reach the factual logical conclusion that they're wrong.
Well, it's like them suing people if they question public events. They want us to, like you said, do what they say. They want us to buy into whatever they say. Well, that cow left the barn a long time ago. I don't.
No one's. You know what the best way to refute liberal arguments is? You just go out there and you put a microphone in front of their face and you let them speak and ask them to essentially tell you why they support what they support, and you will just get a bunch of jibber jabber, cussing, yelling.
You've been doing interviewing people 6-7 years, but intensely the last 4. Obviously, it's getting more extreme. How would you describe the tenor in the last few years?
There's definitely an uptick in violence and hostility, and it's not just InfoWars, because I've seen other journalists out there, Breitbart, other media companies, get the same vitriol. It's an uptick in violence from the left because they are realizing that all these beliefs that they've held and been brainwashed with, that it's no longer going to be their reality because people are waking up. People are getting red-pilled and they're seeing the truth for what it is, and they're panicking because these are your lemmings that want to run off the side of a cliff. And they'll take humanity with them if we let them. And that's why no more silence from conservatives. I ask you, I beg you, conservatives, please do something because these lemmings want to take us off the side of the cliff with them because that's where they're headed. They want to destroy humanity. They want our little children, our little boys to be turned into drag queens. They want our babies aborted and killed, and they think nothing's wrong with that. This is where we're heading, Alex.
Millie, I want to take what you just said live on air and run it as a promo piece because I've never heard anybody say truer words. That's what this is, and it's a total attempt to take control of reality, to dominate and bully everyone into submission, and the leadership of this knows full well what they're doing, and they went to college, and they got 2 or 3 of these worthless degrees, and they were told, you'll be the ruling class. Hillary's going to be elected 10 years ago, they told them. And when it didn't happen, they've invested in this pipe dream, and they're supposed to be the new ruling class. But America doesn't really have that, and they are so incredibly upset, and now they're doing a ghost dance, thinking if they throw a giant fit, somehow we'll submit, and then they can finally take control of civilization.
And part of it is that the liberals just don't want to admit that they're wrong. Some of them are just being so stubborn. They don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit that the Russia collusion thing was a hoax, just like how we saw Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the Democrats are doubling down, trying to act like Trump's covering up. But there's no evidence. There's no collusion. And even when I'm at these rallies,
they still say collusion. You're a Russian.
Exactly. And they act ridiculous when you point out that they're illogical. And if you want to find those videos, you can find them on Millennial Millie, or you can find Caitlin's latest videos on Liberty Hangout, all on YouTube.
They're incredible videos. We also post them at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Millie, thank you for the great job you're doing. Glad you're here in town. Can't wait to see you and your crew back on the road and covering election 2020 that is already in full swing. Don't forget Memorial Day specials. best deals ever, InfoWarsStore.com. Without you buying the products, we will be shut down. Thanks for your products. We are here fighting hard. So thank you so much. Matt Bracken's coming up straight ahead. Then the War Room in about 55 minutes with Owen Schroyer.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, you've got me for the next hour. I'm always thinking to myself as I come into the show, the best show prep for this hour is just listening to the last hour, because I just want to keep listening, and I hope that I can maintain the high standard there that was with Alex's guests and Millie before me. I love what Alex said right there at the end. The Democrats are doing the ghost dance. You know, that was when around the 1890s, the last Sioux were hoping that they could, by magic, make the white man's soldiers' bullets just pass through them like water if they did the right ghost dance. It didn't work out too well. Now, I think what's happening, I've often used the poker game analogy that Trump has been obviously waiting for the Mueller report, because he's got to show all of his cards before Trump starts laying down his cards. And the Rose Garden speech after the short Oval Office meeting, or trap, I think that was brilliant. You have to go back to Trump over the last many decades as a business leader. And it's not just, you know, putting on the green eye shade and getting your accountants and adding up the numbers. There's a lot of psychological warfare involved in business dealings, and also obviously now involved in political dealings. When Pelosi said that Trump is involved in a cover-up and she's having the impeachment meetings with her mainstream Democrat radicals, I think that Trump, that made Trump reach his limit. And he had no plan at all for an infrastructure meeting. He let them walk in. He sandbagged them. He walked out to the Rose Garden, and he laid it on them. And he was very calm and collected. So when Nancy Pelosi says that he had a temper tantrum, and meanwhile she's drooling like somebody with dementia and can barely form words, it kind of puts the lie to her and does make her look like a ghost dancer. And I think that what Trump is doing, and if you look at this as a businessman, a politician, and as a reality TV host, he is applying jujitsu to them. So in jujitsu or in aikido, you use the strength of your enemy against them. And you use their rigidity or their momentum, and you understand it better than they do, so that you can actually use their own force against them. And that's what Trump is doing now. Something that's been a big advantage of the Democrats, and we've all often commented on it, you know, whether they're right or wrong, whether they have a weak hand or a strong hand, they're very united. They have party discipline. They stick to the party line. And right now, the party line is Trump is a villain. He's out of control. He needs an intervention. And we have to go forward with impeachment. Meanwhile, his rallies are drawing monster crowds. The economy is doing great. So there's this huge cognitive dissonance building up between what Americans are hearing from Trump and from the Democrats and what they're seeing with their own eyes. And now Trump has trapped them into going further down this impeachment path, sort of like a losing card player, doubling down and doubling down. Eventually, they're not only going to lose their stake, they're going to lose the ranch, because what they're oblivious to, or the reality that they prefer not to see, is that Trump's strongest cards are all about to be put on the table. And the Democrats have cut themselves off from any ability to retreat to a position of reality where they could say, oh, we knew all along there was no collusion. And, you know, they can't do that. They've burned all those bridges. Trump has lured them into burning all the bridges, and they're stuck now out on the impeachment path. Meanwhile, all of the real cards are about to be laid down, and there are some huge cards going to come. We've all been hearing for the past week about Papadopoulos and Joseph Mifsud. I'd like to know if Joseph Mifsud, if anybody's seen him alive lately, because there are a lot of people, John Brennan, et cetera, that wish that Joseph Mifsud would be buried in the center of the earth somewhere or the bottom of the ocean, because if that guy ever comes before Congress, it's going to, you know, he's not going to go down the tubes like a G. Gordon Liddy. He's going to say, look, I'm an operative for the Five Eyes. I follow orders. I got my orders from MI6. They got their orders in cooperative agreements from head of CIA John Brennan. I just did what I was told. This would make the John Dean and the disclosures about the tapes in Watergate seem like nothing. And as far as the Democrat-controlled mainstream media, it's the same with them. They've also burned all their bridges. They can't now come back towards reality and say, oh, well, yeah, you know, we were just going with that Russia collusion story for the ratings, but we never really believed it. They're committed to it. They are completely, fully committed to it. Just the way that, in a small side analogy, they had Michael Avenatti on hundreds of times on MSNBC and CNN. They were calling him a strong presidential candidate. And now he's completely revealed as a charlatan, shyster lawyer, huckster, who even robbed his client, Stormy Daniels. And so this shows how the media just is trapped out on their own limb, sawing their own limb off. And Trump has been masterful. It's sort of in this poker game, we've all been begging him to lay these cards down, But no, he's been holding his cards and watching the pot grow. And what, you know, every time he makes a small bet, the other side goes all in and covers him. And the pot is growing, And now all of the disclosures, the declassifications, they're going to come out one after another. They're going to be like 50 caliber bullets ripping through the Democrats and the media. There's going to be nowhere left for them. If the economy holds together and we don't go to war with China or Iran or some kind of a huge black swan event like that, then it's going to be a huge victory in 2020, like a Reagan 49 state kind of a thing, because the Democrats are going to have totally discredited themselves as liars who are willing to take this country, you know, and tear it to pieces for pure political gain, when it's shown that the real Russian collusion was from Hillary Clinton and the DNC via her law firm, Fusion GPS, and Christopher Steele to the Russians, that was the real Russian collusion story. When the average American who hasn't been paying that much attention, when he finally figures out, wait a minute, the Democrats were lying the whole time, it's going to completely blow up the Democrat Party. Some people even think that Trump didn't campaign hard for the congressman in the midterms because he actually saw this in advance and saw how having a Democrat Congress for these 2 years would allow him to play a huge jiu-jitsu leverage move to sort of, you know, by having them slightly stronger for 2 years, to flip them to the mat, knock the wind out of them, pin them, and then have 4 years where he can do anything. It remains to be seen. Maybe I'm overly optimistic, but as the next few days and weeks come to pass, I expect, at least if you listen to the, you know, the regular, the folks like Nunez and Jordan, these declassifications are going to be explosive, and it's going to leave the Democrats and their Democrat mainstream media with nowhere to hide, completely discredited. And we'll see what happens. Maybe, you know, I've had hope before, but nothing like this. I feel better right now than at any other point. And then around the world, we see other victories. Australia, the huge victory for against Labour, the Liberal Party there, the Conservatives. The vote in UK today, haven't seen how that's turning out, but the Brexit Party should be doing great. Even in Germany, the tide seems to be turning, and I can talk about that when we come back from the break. All right, anyway, get a control, Matt. Maybe you're too optimistic. We'll see. We'll be back after the break with more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good. And some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it's says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Now, I've got some more to say, but we will be taking some phone calls, maybe the next segment. And that number is 877-789-2539 or 789-ALEX. And as the lines fill up, maybe the next segment will go to that. Now, I sounded pretty optimistic in the last segment, and certainly it's better to have a battlefield victory than a loss. But something that it's very important to remember is the progressives, the communists, the globalists, they're fully committed. This is their religion. They say they don't believe in God, but their God is global communism. But they look at it in several different ways. For the masses, communism is sold as their panacea. You know, everybody gets free stuff, free college, free medical care, free housing. Of course, that's ridiculous. For the elites that rule the masses, communism is a way to become feudal overlords. They get to live in the castles, which today are gated communities or compounds like, you know, where Zuckerberg and these other titans live. They don't care if it's wreckage outside, as long as the dumb masses, as long as the dumbasses vote for them on continuing promises of free stuff, then they get to rule. The people that get crushed are us, the middle class, the working class, the heritage Americans that built the country. And we're just in the squeeze-out play. This is why the Democrats are fully committed to open borders. This is why it's absolutely foolish to even discuss going to Congress and have any kind of reform. Not only would it be dragged out for months, all that we would get from the Democrat Congress would be amnesty proposals, voting rights proposals. So it's ridiculous, it's a joke, and it's a waste of time to even go in that direction. But as Trump becomes stronger, as the deep state coup is revealed, and the Democrats are in retreat and have to cover their weakness, Trump will have the political capital to push straight ahead with what he could have been doing all along. And in my opinion, maybe he should have been. Of course, he would have been crucified, just massacred by the media for cruelty. But it's actually more cruel to lure people into this country where they may face deportation regardless, you know, to spend their life savings, $5,000 or $6,000 spent paid to the cartels to get them to the border, to come across the border, maybe lose their life in the desert, or you know, maybe wind up being sex trafficked or catching a disease in one of these facilities. It's actually more humane to clearly indicate to the world that the open door policy is closed. And this actually was done last November and then also around the new year, where caravans were turned away with pepper spray. It seems like a long time ago, a few months, but it actually happened, and it went down pretty well. This was when there were 10,000 or more that were all stashed in Tijuana, and they did sort of a wide out to the right to get to try to storm the border in San Ysidro, and we just fired pepper spray canisters at them and turned them back. there was some bad media, you know, women dragging their children, you know, wiping their eyes from pepper spray. But let's face it, what country on earth can just have an open border to the world? It's ridiculous. There's no country if there's no border. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that the United States government shall protect the states from invasion. It's in the Constitution. If the Army, if the military is for anything, it's for defending our own borders from an invasion. And fences work. Hungary, when Hungary was part of the Balkan chain to backdoor their way up to Germany, they'd come from Greece through the Balkans, which are not part of the EU Schengen, through Hungary into Europe. Hungary put up their own fence in months. Not a wall, not something fancy and beautiful made out of giant steel panels, but fence systems. In months, they put up hundreds of kilometers of fence and stopped the invasion cold. We can do it just as fast, and even before we have the big fence system like you see on that picture, Army troops can pull out concertina wire miles per day. And with concertina wire in a pyramid just on the ground, backed up with troops and pepper spray, just like we did in San Ysidro last November and around New Year's, if you have mobs of people coming to the border and, you know, you don't have to welcome them into your country. You don't have to have a taxi service of Border Patrol agents to take them, to hold them for 20 days, and then to release them across America. You can actually see them coming. We have the technology, FLIR, infrared, et cetera. We can see them coming, loudspeaker, pepper spray, turn around. And very soon the word gets out that it's not an open door anymore. If the president can't do this, I don't know what he can do. I mean, we're talking about sending more troops back to the Middle East, but we won't even defend our own border. We act as if we have to take everybody across our border. If we stop them in northern Mexico, the dynamic changes completely, because what happens is instead of Mexico being a rapid turnstile where they're just flowing across, dropping money in the coffers of the cartels and the people who make money off of this migration, instead of that becoming open turnstile, then Mexico suddenly has a glut of refugees all across their northern border. That's when you'll see them really cracking down, because otherwise there's no disincentive. There's advertisements out in Guatemala and El Salvador saying, come to America, everything's free. There are villages emptying out. Some people say more than 1% of Guatemala has recently moved to America. Already, I think a quarter of El Salvador lives in the United States of America. America is essentially abolishing itself. And if we don't get a grip on this, we're not going to be America, because culture is destiny. The people that are coming in don't know about the Constitution, can't spell it, don't even read or write Spanish, are not particularly bright. The only thing they know for sure is if they get to America, eventually they'll be able to vote for the Democrats and they'll vote for more welfare. And if that happens, folks, we're done. So it's going to take a president with a very harsh policy at the border, but you have to, as they say, you have to be cruel to be kind. You have to clearly indicate that the open passage, the open border is finished. Only then will this mass migration stop. Until that happens, you know, waiting for miles of wall to be built when it's going to take a decade. Hey, in a decade, there won't be a United States of America as we know it. You know, in the next election, I mean, if Florida or Texas goes Democrat, it's all over. It'll be hello, President Buttigieg or Kamala Harris. And then the floodgates will be wide open. So this really is an existential moment for America. When we come back on the other side, we'll start taking some calls.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. the bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm, it tastes like Ovaltine. Mm, it tastes like Ovaltine. Mm, like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, before we start taking calls, I want to pull together some foreign threads and sort of paint a picture globally, so to speak. Last week in Australia, the conservative, it's weird in that country, the conservative party is called the liberals, and the liberals are called labor. But anyway, 60 polls in a row, mainstream polls in a row, declared that labor was going to win the election by a wide margin. And just like with Trump and with the Brexit result, the Brexit referendum, the polls were wrong. So in 2019, you have to pretty much come to the conclusion that when you hear about polls in the media, all you're doing is sticking a funnel into your ear for propaganda. Number one, who honestly answers polls? Who says, sure, I'll take 10 minutes of my time and go through 100 questions, of which they'll cherry pick some that they want certain results, where the five preceding questions were designed to lead you to an answer on the question that they want. I mean, the whole science of it is bogus. The sample is ridiculous because most people hang up on pollsters or lie to them. But the point is, everybody in Australia thought that the Liberal Labor Party was going to win, and instead the Conservative Liberal Party, Prime Minister Middleton, won. It shocked everybody, just like Trump's victory shocked everybody. But by now it shouldn't be so shocking. That election was over basically a Green New Deal party versus a free market economics party. And people in public or on a poll, they might say, sure, I'm for the Green New Deal, roll eye roll. But when it comes to voting for, let's cut our electricity by half in 15 years, or let's continue having a job, people voted, let's continue to have a job. And if you extrapolate those results to an American 2020 election, it would be like a President Kamala or a candidate Kamala Harris for the Green New Deal versus President Trump for free market economics. And I think it would be a wipeout for Trump. Even in some countries where you think that that the conservative or national side is not that strong, there are indications of a real turn of the tide. Last week, there was a popular national television show in Germany, and they took a call-in question, does Islam belong in Germany? And they had something like 15,000 people calling in. Sure, they're self-selecting, but these are the people that were motivated. And something like 94% of the callers said Islam does not belong in Germany. I think that they believed that they had some privacy, so they were more free with their opinion, where they would never say that to a pollster. You're talking to a pollster. You don't know if it's some party guy who's recording your information for later use against you. Anyway, there are some very positive trends. But what all this means is that the EU bosses and the other globalist forces are going to be more desperate. So the game is not over by a long shot, but we do seem to be lining up for a some kind of a showdown over national sovereignty and free market economics versus globalism / communism and the road to serfdom, where global elites, the Brennans, the Comeys, the Junkers, the Merkels, the Macrons, are going to run the world like a plantation, where the middle class are just the slaves in the harness, you know, working our way so that we can pay for the migrants who will come into our countries and then vote that we as the slaves should work harder to pay them more welfare benefits. You know, this can't go on forever, and it's going to wind up one way or the other. But even if we do have some victories, just remember, progressivism is a religion, and they're never going to quit. Just like you would never get Muslims or Christians to deny their faith based on rational arguments, because to progressives, they have the light of truth. They have goodness on their side. They are true believers. You are never going to change their mind. All we can do is beat them politically. And if they pull enough tricks, if they manage, for example, to impeach Trump, or something goes kinetic and Trump is taken out and we wind up in a hot civil war instead of a cold civil war, then we're going to have to defeat them the other way. But they're never going to just acquiesce to our arguments. We're never going to convince them of the rightness of our logic, the goodness of our history. It's never going to happen. We're going to have to defeat them politically if we can, and by other means if that becomes necessary. All right, let's go to some calls. I see, since I'm kind of talking about immigration, let's go to Lander in Oregon. Go ahead, Lander.
Hey, Matt, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
So I like what you were talking about with all this stuff with the border, but I'm wondering right now is, you know, we've already taken in so many immigrants. Do we already get basically a lethal dose for what the country can take? What do you see happening in the future there?
Yeah, that's a good point. It may already be too late because, you know, there's an old German saying, there's nothing as permanent as a temporary guest worker. You know, once somebody gets into the community, it's almost impossible to actually deport them, even if they're, you know, a serial killer knocking off old ladies. Like we had one illegal revealed last week. He was an African, actually, I think from Nigeria. But he was going to old ladies' homes and killing women between, like, the age of 70 and 90. You don't see that in the mainstream media at all. I mean, imagine if it had been some white guy knocking off old black ladies. It would be unbelievable. So it's going to be very hard to deport any of this wave that is coming in. Eventually, they and their children will probably be voting. So it may mean that we're going to have some kind of a really harsh incident. For example, there's a lot of concern about Ebola right now in the Congo and even in Nigeria, getting into Sudan, spreading. And the people carrying the Ebola, there have been carriers that have had no symptoms for like weeks past when they thought it was safe after isolation. If the jihadis that have been attacking these Ebola clinics get infected people, infected jihadis onto an airplane, or they fly them to Mexico and have them walk across the border, if Ebola gets loose into this country and we have no means to counter it, there's no vaccines, you know, one Ebola patient requires, you know, an army of medical staff and just like a landfill and incinerators to deal with all of the medical waste. Something like that at that level would, I think, be required to turn Americans harshly against the illegal immigration wave to the point where we would be mass deporting them. But short of that, I don't think that there's any chance of mass deportation. And as you said, we may already have had a lethal dose in terms of the Cloward-Piven strategy overwhelming our welfare system and the Dunning-Kruger effect of reducing our IQ to the point where we just have a bunch of morons who always win the elections by voting for whoever promises the most welfare, which is sort of like voting for the idiocracy party. But look, it worked in California. I mean, you just look at California and you see the Democrat plan for all 50 states. You know, the Democrats that wreck cities like Baltimore or Chicago, they don't turn around and say, we're really sorry. Do you Republicans have any advice to give us about how we can fix this city? Heck no. They're glad to wreck the city as long as the political elites rule the ruins. And, you know, don't for a second think that Democrats are ever going to come to their senses and say, wow, we've really been off the track. We need to institute some free market economic policies. No way. They don't care if every city looks like Chicago or Baltimore, as long as the Democrat bosses are in charge. They'll live like kings. When we come back, we'll take some more calls.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, I want to mention I do actually have a new book out, which you can see right here, and it's a collection of my short stuff. I've written a lot of short stories and some essays, and it's available on Amazon and on Kindle. I'll do an audiobook in a little while. Just wanted to mention that. Something that's really important I was touching on in the last segment. Even when things are going well for us, remember, the left will never quit. It's the most powerful proselytizing religion on the planet. The proof of it is that it's not Christians who are converting Marxists. It's the other way around. James Comey believes his great mentor of his entire life was this so-called theologian named Reinhold Niebuhr, who believed that Jesus was sort of a early Marxist. Nellie Orr, who probably wrote the dossier more than Christopher Steele, she went to the Soviet Union to do her research during the good old Gulag days. Brennan voted for the communist Gus Hall in the 70s when the Soviets were still running the Gulags. So these folks absolutely are committed globalists. They can't wear the hammer and sickle anymore. It doesn't sell. They would if they could. But eventually, that, you know, the tiger never changes its stripes. They do use a different mask to suit the era, but they're never going to quit. So this is going to be a lifelong battle for us. A problem with us conservatives is Trump wins, we think it's over. That's the end of the threat. It's never, as we saw in the midterm elections, it's never over. We have to keep hammering away at them. They only, and we are winning, as we can see from these elections in Australia and Britain, et cetera. But it's important to realize that they still control the mass media, and that's why they're going all out for censorship. That's why they'd like to see InfoWars absolutely destroyed. And it's very important in every channel that we can to keep pushing. Temporarily, I'm not banned on Facebook, which is unbelievable. So I'm posting links, but I'm, you know, on Facebook, I can't post an InfoWars link or a Paul Joseph Watson video. He's a banned person. So I wonder if I'm even, you know, doing the right thing by even being on Facebook at all. I like this morning, I just wrote a text on Facebook. You know, a banned unperson with the initials PJW has a great new video out. If I actually linked, I'd be gone for 30 days. So I'm sort of torn there. All right, let's go back to the calls while we have a chance. And I'd like to talk to Judy in Florida about Trump's constitutional authority. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Matt. It's great to talk to you. Sorry if I'm raspy. I'm home on doctor's orders.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the authority that he has that he doesn't seem to be exercising, at least well enough, in my view, particularly when it comes to the border, because it seems as though, even with what Obama put in place during his presidency, that it's been an invasion from the beginning. So it's, you know, I wish he would have, and I think he should have acted much sooner in that regard. And also, I feel the same way when it comes to the censorship of his own constituency or those on the right in general. And I just feel like we don't know all of the deals that are being made behind closed doors as far as the survival of the nation or what he's been threatened with or whatever is holding him back. Because it doesn't seem as though some of his decisions are very forthright or in our favor or for our protection.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he has a lot of department heads who are not fully committed. I think that that the Department of Homeland Secretary, what was her name, Nielsen, she was slow walking, border protection. He has a lot of people that are maybe more afraid of the media than they need to be. I personally wish he would put troops on the border and said, you know, where the open border is done. It's in our power to do it. All it needs is concertina wire, troops, and pepper spray, and it's done. People won't keep coming if they keep getting pepper sprayed 100 meters inside of Mexico. And when there's 100,000 in northern Mexico, then Mexican government will get real sick and tired of dealing with refugee camps in their soil. So it's really a sucker game to just be admitting 1,500 a day. That's something like, you know, almost 600,000 a year. And then on top of that, we have the so-called legal migration by chain migration, which he hopes to do something with, but that would require a deal with Congress. As we saw yesterday, there aren't going to be any deals with Congress. So the president really needs to use his constitutional authority and seal the border. I don't know what he's waiting for. I've seen some Border Patrol people, retired Border Patrol people, that have laid out the exact plan that I mentioned. Concertina wire, troops, pepper spray. It can be done. I don't know why he doesn't do it. I don't know who's around him that's holding him back, or, you know, if it's Jared and Ivanka and those guys, if they're, you know, surrounded by bleeding heart liberals, even in the White House. I don't know. Wayne in Arizona has been holding the longest. You think that the grand jury, there are grand juries going on right now, in your opinion?
No. No, I wanted to talk about the preamble, but you're talking about the immigration, this invasion. I'm right on Wayno down here in Cochise County, or one of many illegal and unconstitutional invasions are going on. Page 38 of the White Citizens Rule Book to provide for calling forth the militia that causes the government to suppress insurrections that repel invasion.
Wayne, your audio is really bad and broken up, but I get your point. Trump could not only use the military, he could ask for volunteers to come down to the border. I mean, there are a lot of tools that could be used, including calling out the militia. This is an invasion. Absolutely. How many millions a year does it take before it's an invasion? Rome wasn't destroyed by, invading armies. Rome was destroyed by refugees that they allowed into the country, the Visigoths, who were pleading that they had to escape from the Huns. They let the Visigoths in, and the Visigoths sacked Rome. Wild man in Missouri. Boy, you had some wild weather there last night. You want to talk about the Second Amendment? Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you heard about Missouri. We just passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which nullifies all federal gun control laws and makes it illegal for any federal law enforcement official to attempt to enforce federal gun control law in our state. And I also want to say thanks to Josh Hawley, our new senator, for being one of the few people in Washington to stand up to big tech and the censorship in recent hearings. Thank you, Hawley.
Wildman, was that a bill that's proposed, or is that an actual law that's passed?
It just passed.
Well, we'll have to look into that. I'll look that up when the show's over.
Second Amendment Preservation Act in Missouri.
Okay. All right. Now let's go out to California. Ian wants to know when we think that Trump will punish the Russia Gators. Well, can't be soon enough for me. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, I mean, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. My family came from the Philippines, and we've been here for 12, 15 years, and we assimilated and all this stuff, and I've seen horrible things. I come from a country where there's not a lot of freedoms and all this stuff and all this corrupt. And I never thought that I would ever see that here. But to see such a blatant attempt to take over the government from within.
It's very third worldish. It's very third worldish. And if it's not stopped, if this isn't nipped in the bud, so to speak, if people don't go to jail, then what's the incentive not to just keep going, to try it again? I personally think that Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Strzok, Page, or they need to be in prison, and maybe that's just the beginning. I'm optimistic that they're all ratting on each other right now, trying to make deals, and I think they'll all be pointing upward to Obama. In the end, their main defense is going to be Obama ordered us to do it. I mean, all those meetings in the Oval Office between the principals, they weren't talking about cookie recipes. They were talking about setting up this deep state coup. Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that. Well, this is the last call of the day there. Good call. I hate to see America turn into a third world country. If we're going to reestablish the rule of law, Trump's going to have to eventually go hardcore. And it looks like he has the building blocks in place with Attorney General Barr and the U.S. Attorney from Connecticut. I just hope it's not another bait and switch where we're going to get sold out by, deep state actors that sound good but really aren't going to do it. All right.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.